You thinking about getting like do you
I don't know like, why it's recording.
Junk? Oh.
Oh. She was gonna get junk.
She's gonna get that junk up all in that Etsy trunk.
Etsy junk trunk. No. Etsy, give us money.
Hello everybody. Welcome to the Radio Sock.
Radio Sock.
Welcome to Sit Sock, everyone.
Welcome.
Today is the day we record. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the know, you know what day that is.
Four.
Yeah, it's a four day.
Day of
day that four. It's one of the days that ends in Y.
It's one. No, it's not.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
Stop sending confusing signals to our listeners.
Oh, I love sending confusing signals to our listeners. Is he gay? Are they gay? Who knows?
I don't know. Though because of this thing I was doing, I was like, I should make sure I have time this morning to look at some topics and formulate some opinions.
And he did it.
And I did fucking nothing.
Oh, so, man. I was thinking about,
Where did we landed on those bang bangs last time.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
There were some that were like...
I don't know, these Ewoks have to finish beating up these Empire people.
Well, that's fair. 95% of the time you spend on these, you're playing a game. You notice that, right?
Wait, no?
Yes. I made that number up.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot more, it's a lot closer to 80%.
I'll accept that.
Still a majority, but not the full thing. How many people do you think are going to get crazy that I got a haircut? I like that you didn't respond to it right away. It makes me feel comfortable with you.
I don't tend to acknowledge haircuts directly. It's something I never learned how to do properly as I was raised in the woods.
Ah!
Yeah, because I tend to be like, face is different!
Not comfortable right now. You're going to like Bill Cosby here.
No, it's not. It's not even like I'm uncomfortable. It's just like I don't know how to broach that. Your hair's different.
What? Get good. All right.
Just acknowledging. Ooh, I also already saw the picture you posted.
Three Facebook, left. So. Yeah.
I don't like the man bun top knot thing. So I like it, but I didn't want to make a big thing out of it.
I know. I told my hair. I told my hairdresser. Because I'm a very metro person who has a hairdresser.
I go to a barber where they give you beer.
That's nice. I go to my parents' neighbor's house where I can have a beer if I want.
But that's probably better.
That's not really a hairdresser, though. Tomato, man. Orange face, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. Tomato Trump, I guess that's what I meant.
I don't know what that is.
I was going to say tomato, tomato, and then I said orange, and then I don't really know where. Don't. You're asking a lot of questions, Morty.
I'm charismatic.
And I was like, it's amazing how many people will talk about your man bun for you.
Yep.
And it was very socially, it's like such a weird stigma. And I didn't even actually have a real bun. I had a little flop.
Your little top bun.
And people were like, oh, man bun. Man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun, man bun. And it's like, okay, guys, I get it. It's a man bun. I look like a hipster. Thank you. And now I don't. So if you see me before this episode, which I hope you do, because if you don't, that means I'm probably dead. Because that's like six episodes away. Then, oh, you know what we should talk about? Should we do our obligatory Civil War episode since we both saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I feel like there's not really much to talk about there. Like,
except, actually, no, Garion said it best, and I completely agree with him. Civil War was the Batman versus Superman that I wanted.
Okay. Fair. I really liked that. This is spoiler heavy, by the way.
We should probably
deep
leave.
Into the balls.
Let's
of
go with this one. Civil War spoiler episode.
I know. I was about to just go into like deep, like dum dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum.
And then you did. And then you did it anyway.
Ba 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 spoiler episode. That's
good. I like that.
Okay.
We need more music on the show. I heard that from a fan.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm the fan, though. Oh. So that was weird.
Well, we technically are our own fans.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Which got weird. I kind of had to bail on that one before I finished it. I
really like that they made this villain, like... I like the humanity of this villain in Civil War, like... Baron Zemo or whatever they're calling him.
Ain't no Baron this time. He's just a douche canoe.
Yeah. Well, he's not, though. He's just like...
He's still not a nice man.
Well, like, okay. A villain is a villain is a villain, right? For the band? But...
blowing up in the UN, I don't know if that's bad. I can't tell anymore. But...
well, like... He's decidedly a bad guy. I'm not trying to make the Kilgrave argument here.
Yeah.
But...
we'll have to come back to that Kilgrave someday.
But, you guys... Oh, some of you. Actually, probably. Yeah, everybody. Who listens to this.
All both of us.
What is this button?
That one? That changes the... It's a preset seat position. What? Yeah. It's a fucking Lexus, dude.
That's Sitsock for you, folks. I got distracted by something literally that's been in the car for every episode.
For 4 months.
That I haven't seen in more. I liked it. Like, it was a, like, total reactionary villain. Like, that's what was always kind of interesting to see in the midst of, like... the guys, like, of alien race from outer space, or, like, a mega robot who's, like, super mega.
Well, but, I'm just evil.
Yeah.
And, mustache like, twirl.
I guess Captain America does a really good job. Those Captain America movies do a really good job of, like, humanizing the conflict.
Yeah.
Because they always have a villain that's, like, they always have someone bad who's, like, just a dude who thinks they're trying to do the
just
right
thing.
Just a
man really. With a man's courage.
Who always is, like, sacrificing the thing that makes them the hero in order to become, like, person that has to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, even the first one, the Robert Redford's character is, like,
yep,
still just a senator who thinks he's doing the right... Like, he's kind of convinced he's doing the right thing because he's like, we gotta have this control, man. We can't yep, do this shit. But he is also working for Hydra, so there is that.
Yeah, Hydra's a very shadowy evil organization.
Yeah, and I guess maybe I'm not on par on fleek.
I think that it is it's still a thing because you've still got the righteousness of it. I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did a little more on that one. I haven't caught the last season. I need to go back and watch it. But they did more about, like, that Hydra maintaining their own sort of internal philosophy that wasn't purely just mustache twirling and red face.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess the one problem is, like, they're, like, they have that whole nuance in the Winter Soldier about, like, creating chaos, bubba-dubba-dubs, because we gotta have the social order reset every so often. Like, there's that whole, like, thing. But,
well, yeah. I
agree with you.
I maintain that it was definitely the writing and the character development and the story that we really wanted from the B-Dog versus Super Dong or whatever they ended up calling it the other day.
the sweet pornotic version.
Yeah. There's just an acre of trucks here.
Holy shit. That's
just wall-to-wall trucks, because between this truck and that truck and another truck, and there's a truck over there.
Did you say that?
Trucking.
Yeah, okay. It's better than what I was going to say. So.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Ebola.
Well, technically, it's not Obama. It was FDR who did the interstate highway system, which encouraged people to use trucks instead of trains, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Growing and growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you know something about FDR.
It was FDR. No, it wasn't FDR.
Federal Deposit Return.
That's
right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. That's, Kyle, they don't return anything you deposit.
That's true. But I don't know why they have an acronym if they're not that good. Nobody does.
Because that's also how the government works.
Do you have the heat on in this car?
I have the climate control set to make it a temperature that it is. If you'd like it to go to a different temperature, change the temperature that it is.
I didn't realize that 68 was so hot when it's freezing out, when it's 33 outside.
That's 68.
Can anybody that listens to this show tell me how temperature works?
Math.
Okay. So, the problem I have about Civil War is that there's not a lot to talk about because you just got to go see it. Like,
well, it's what I like to point out is that there were like 12 principal characters and it never felt jumbled or full or anything.
Yeah.
Everybody got screen time without it being like Batman vs Superman.
I really enjoyed Spider-Man's cameo.
I would say that Civil War was probably my favorite Spider-Man movie.
I wouldn't say that, but I agree. It's pretty good.
I did, and I will say it again, it's probably my favorite Spider-Man movie.
You don't need to say it again, is what I'm saying.
He also was my favorite Spider-Man actor.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job of being the Spider-Man that the city deserved.
I mean, in the same way that Batman vs. Superman had the best Batman, I think, or my favorite Batman, I should say.
I did really like Andrew Garfield's, I think that's his name, Spider-Man, just because he was from Queens, and he was cheeky. And I thought that was a very applicable to Spider-Man.
I did not. That's fine. I think that...
You're entitled to be wrong.
He was meh at best.
He was better... I think he was better than Tobey Maguire. I don't think Tobey Maguire really fit that role very well.
No, I would agree that he's better than Tobey Maguire, but that doesn't mean that he's good.
But that does, like... You have to live in that world of Spider-Man.
It's a hierarchy. And, I mean, if you're telling me that I have to live in the world of terrible acting and terrible actors...
You do.
Then that's not okay.
You
because,
had to.
I don't even know the dude's name in Civil War, but he was perfect. Perfect.
I think he might have been a little too young, but
no.
That's the
I prefer high. I prefer high school Spider-Man to college Spider-Man.
It just seemed like that's fine. I
think
do,
college.
I do like the
once
high
you start getting into college Spider-Man and then like post college Spider-Man, you're like, dude, grow up.
No, seriously, I agree with you. My favorite arc is Ultimate Spider-Man, which is all high school, right? So I'm
I think it works for him. Otherwise, his naivete becomes really stupid.
frankly. Because, like, at one point, it's like, you've been doing this for, like, 4 or 5 years, dude. Come on.
But you're not, I feel like you're they almost pulled it too far. Like, they almost, Miles Morales did, which I really didn't know if I like yet. Miles Morales is, like, Spider-Man after the death of Peter Parker, where he's, like, in middle
school.
I don't care.
Well, no, because he's, like, 17.
Is he?
Something in this
movie. He seems way young. I mean, I just, like, I think when you get older, you forget how young people look. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, that kid's in elementary school. That kid's in preschool. He has these spider powers. He's in preschool. He can barely walk.
He's 22.
Oh, okay.
No, I...
Like, are you sure?
I got the impression he was, like, later high school, but he was also still a genius.
Yes, that's fair. I did like
they
that.
They did a good job of that. And I just, I also like that, I mean, it's early. It's it had a feel of Kick-Ass to it.
And I like that they've established his character so they don't have to do a fucking another origin story.
We all know who Spider-Man is.
Yeah, like, and I hope that they don't do another origin story. I hope they kind of move forward and, like,
but
do
again,
their own thing.
Compare that to how the Batman, they still had to do the whole Bat thing, Grave thing, Pearl Fall, that shit.
Sure,
like,
but...
it's impossible not to compare this movie
I guess Batman. What I'm... Okay, that's
you're
not wrong.
I can't not...
There was... I think I can't remember the criticism I had to Emily, like... And I think it was just something that I was like... If I have a criticism of this movie, it's only because I'm digging deeply to find stuff that I like, might be picky about.
Yeah.
But it was something I'm like, man, I'm fucking wish I could remember right now. It had something to do with
Ant-Man?
No. It wasn't even it was like some kind of like thing that I noticed about the plot. And I was like, I wonder why they did that, like why they did it that way or something of that nature. I'll have to follow up later or put it in the post or something.
Just blurt it out if you think about it. Later.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But no, that I liked it a lot. I liked it did have. I mean, nothing is perfect. There's always issues. I have only seen it the one time. I will probably catch it again, but I couldn't do it bang bang back to back like that because my butt hurt and my knee hurt from sitting in that long. And I can't do that two consecutive days. So
that's fair.
And my theater when I was watching it, that's my biggest criticism is there was just a small child, maybe 5. Possibly 20, I don't know, like you said, it's impossible for us to know people's ages anymore, who was just talking, just having a chat the whole way through the movie, and it wasn't even like, oh my god, that's Spooks, or, oh my god, Spooperman, and you're like, that's not, well, at least you pay attention, this kid was just talking about other shit, he's just talking, and it's like, what the fuck are you even doing, are you even facing the screen, just walking around talking, fuck off,
you're being an asshole right now, go home.
And then behind us, they weren't too bad, but they had the crinkliest candy wrappers directly next to my head, and were, like, repeating plot elements as they were happening, and I'm like, I don't...
You're like the person that quotes the thing right after the set in the movie, like,
it,
you
it
know
was.
What you're trying
it
to
was.
Do.
Like, it was like this painful.
Did you see him betray that guy?
Oh, he
like,
betrayed
yeah,
that guy.
I fucking just did it, because I was here with you. I feel like you're talking to me, and I know you're not, but
there
I'm
were,
slappy.
There were a couple of scenes where I was looking at it like, this is kind of dumb. But I'm gonna allow it. Which basically was the same thing as the Batman versus Superman Batmobile car chase. You're like, this scene provides nothing. But it's still pretty good.
Oh, you really thought that? Like, what scenes?
That I mean, specifically the Batmobile car chase.
No, not in
oh,
the
BBS, a couple of the fight scenes. Specifically, well, some of them ran long, I guess is all I can say. Like, okay. Longer than they needed to. But at the same time, I can forgive that more because all of the fight scenes were actually important to the story. Like, if you go through the whole chase scene with Black Panther and Captain America chasing down Bucky.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Where he's, like, carjacking people. And like, Captain America stole a car. I want to point that out. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's how committed he was to what was
That's,
going on.
Yeah, the ambiguity of, like, what seems to be good and bad in that movie was really
Yeah,
well
they
done.
Definitely... Yeah, well, yeah, because it's like, I need this to do this. Like, but you just stole a car. The whole fight scene where they're chasing down the terrorists.
The one with...
In the very beginning.
Okay, yeah.
I think did a great job of establishing these people as extremely powerful, but not perfect and not impossible.
Good, I agree.
And that
I
was where they did such a great balance. Because look at this guy. He could just punch his way through it. But, oh, didn't save the day this time, dickhead.
I think, like, it's almost like they pulled that. They're like, they watched BBS, and they're like, let's fix the first scene of this movie to be like what we think that
but
the first scene
they,
of Batman
filmed,
Superman should
but
be.
But they filmed it all already, and they edited it already. Right, so it's almost like I could just see the guys watching Batman vs. Superman like, oh, man, look, they fucked it up. We're going to look
totally
so good.
Yeah.
Like, and they were right.
I feel like after looking through the glaze of, well, this is a better version of that, I was like, I don't know if that event would have been the event that I'm questioning why that event was the event that caused
that. Okay, that's the part of the story that bothered me when they were showing them all the scenes of atrocities, and then they're like, they're clicking through. Remember the scene, the slideshow of death?
Yeah.
And then it's like Wachovia.
Whatever. You're like and then, massive and then, global scale event. And other then, well, massive global scale event. A grenade.
No. The thing that got me was at the end. They're like they're about to go on, and Captain was like, enough. But like, there's literally not another slide because they showed literally every single thing the Avengers have done. So it's like, guys, like, they made that look like it was part of something big, but like, he just showed you literally every fatality involved. So I don't know why that bothered me a little bit. I was like, and what was next? No, I was like calling his blood. I wanted to call his blood. Like, what else? Like, what's the next slide,
Oh, you want to show another slide?
What's the next slide? What's the next thing in front of him? Because, we didn't.
Ain't got shit.
Nothing.
I remember the one criticism that I had, and it was based off the fact that it was something that Garion had told me before I saw it. It was that he had made it seem like, fuck you, Garion. He made it seem like, he had said that he thought that the conflict was resolved by the end. And I didn't feel that it was, but I'm okay with it. So it wasn't really a criticism of the movie. It was just more of like a, oh shit, I was ready for something and it wasn't there.
A conflict was resolved.
Well, I think the Cap Iron Man feud, Cap Iron Man feud is done. Like, they're good. But the things that caused the Civil War are still there.
There's a schism that's not been healed.
And there's still two parties there, right, at the end.
Yeah, there's Captain America's secret.
Their leaders aren't fighting.
Mercenary crew.
And then there's you know, the Avengers of the Nat UN.
Both of them.
So, like, I thought that was interesting, too, because I hope that bleeds into, like,
another thing that, a good thing I wanted to say, I think they did an amazing job of establishing both perspectives as legitimate. Because as you're going, obviously Captain America's is the one that is the more popular one because it's his movie. But they made Tony Stark sympathetic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is impressive because a lot of what he's advocating is terrible.
Yeah, and the whole idea, they've been building for that because, like, even the idea of Ultron is kind of like a kind of scary one that seems justified. Yeah. Where you're like, wait, you want to do what?
Yeah,
like,
his morality starts getting more and more erratic. And the fact that Pepper had, like.
That's what I would say, though.
You don't think it's getting more, like, frenzied? Like, he's like, I'm just going to build something bigger to stop the last big thing I made. You're like, Tony, I guess, maybe you should. No, we have to fix our problems. It's like, Tony, it's not good what you're doing. That's not better.
I think he has this, like, weird fear of power. Like, in the sense of, like, he's seen, like, that he like, got the first-hand shit and involvement with the Centauri. But, like, as it goes on, he just keeps having these experiences where he's like, fuck, we cannot control this shit. It just keeps escalating. It gets bigger and bigger. And then I think it was interesting that they chose to do his like, introduction to the Civil War as a character, like, with the lady whose son died and... That was almost straight out of the comic books, too, because, like, that same thing happens with one of the mothers of the children that died in the bus explosion.
Yeah. But it's the other superheroes.
No, it's the mom talks to Tony Stark, and it's like... It's,
right, but I mean, like, the catalyst event in the comic books.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean the catalyst. I'm sorry. I meant the...
Dipshits.
Tony Stark's motivation for being on the side he's on. I thought that was a really solid one that I'm glad they didn't change. They didn't, like, mess with it because they didn't need to.
It was good. I mean, it was a little frustrating because, like, who the fuck cares about this asshole? But...
And there was that background thing where it's like, he's like, maybe this will get Pepper to, like...
Yeah, and that was part of it. I liked that because it's like it made him very human and not as much of a douche. I mean, he's still a douche, but his reasoning was valid and his concerns were valid. And then Captain America's like, yeah, but the UN can chomp a chode, man. Like, fuck him. But I also like how they changed Captain America's speech to be Sharon Carter instead of him.
What do you mean?
At the funeral?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was elegant. I like that because it helped. I think I agree with Garion in that, actually.
It helped give her ideas a voice when she wasn't even in the movies anymore.
Well, right? No, because it was Captain America made that speech originally.
Oh, really? In the books?
In the comic books. And because that was that whole... You've seen the panel floating around. It's like when life's moving around you, sometimes you need to stand still, kind of that whole bit. Mm-hmm. He does that, but... At this point in the movie arc, Captain America did not have the strength of character to be that way. It would have been weird. Because he's filled with doubt still, right?
Yeah, they definitely...
At the beginning of the movie. Because he just came off of Avengers 2, where he saw some crazy shit go down. And off of Winter Soldier, where he lost his faith in his government. Like, that's critical. But he hasn't had time to get as bitter or... strong-willed as he is at this point in the comic when this happens, so they needed to have some kind of event to galvanize him. And having Peggy Carter die was kind of overdue anyway, because she was way old and, like, barely in the story. But the fact that that became that event and that that speech resonated with him at a funeral, like, that did a great job of being like, yeah, I should do that. I'm going to take that speech and say it myself later. Like, that was... That, I thought that was a very well done. I think all of their adaptations worked for me as far as what they changed, because the way they changed it was always with reverence. You know, like, we're going to take this speech almost verbatim because the speech is amazing, but it doesn't work with Captain America saying it, so we're going to have Sharon Carter say it.
It left enough of, like, the Civil War plot in there that you're like, this actually feels like a Civil War movie, but it's different enough that I know it's the MCU, right?
Yeah. It was good.
I did respect their timing, though, with, like, integration of the other movies.
Yes.
Like, I was like, fuck, where is the scene with Bucky? Are they just going to ignore it? Like, the one where he's, like, arms him in the vice and he can't move.
Right.
It. And I was like, they're just going to ignore this scene? Like, that was kind of, like, a cool thing that happened at the end of Ant-Man, right? Or is it the end of Ant-Man?
I thought it was Avengers.
Oh, maybe it is the end of Avengers. And then, like, you have the Ant-Man thing where they're talking to Falcon and et cetera.
Yeah.
That was like...
I liked Ant-Man. I like the Ant-Man cameo in the four scenes he was in. And I like that actor and I like that character. That version of what's his name is
But, like, so fun. They're still on the fucking raft. And, like, that's not resolved. Like,
yeah,
that's a big idea. That's a big deal.
No.
Those superheroes are still in the raft.
I thought Captain America busted him
out. Oh, well, yeah, sorry.
He busted him out because he's Captain America and he ain't breaking the laws.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, like, no.
To have that still happening... means that the Civil War is not over.
Oh, yet. Absolutely, like, not. Half of the Avengers are criminals now.
Yeah.
They're wanted fugitives. Hiding out in Wakanda.
I don't know how that's going to go. That's going to be crazy.
Also, I have to say, Wakanda, very well done.
Yeah.
That one can be weird. I think that's a danger. That's a potential to be very odd in how they implement it. But they did a great job of like, yeah, no, we've been hanging out. And, fuck you guys. I look at it like, well, our first attempt, everybody got blown up. Our second attempt, our king got blown up. Fuck you guys. We're going back to hiding in the woods again.
What was the first attempt?
When they sent the most of the casualties when Scarlet Witch blew up that guy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Were Wakandans?
No, it was in Wakanda, so, like, that's okay.
No, they weren't in Wakanda.
They were.
No, they were in, like, they were in somewhere, and the people, it was a peace brigade thing, that they because they hadn't left Wakanda in, like, 100 years or whatever, like, they've been there, and they sent out this, like, we should rejoin the world, it sounds like neat shit's going on, and they get blown up right away, and they're like, fuck you guys in your world, we're gonna go ahead and go back.
Going straight back.
But then the king was like, no, we need to step up and rejoin the world for seriously, you know? And then it's like, and they did. You're like, well, fuck it, so we'll go back to being the mountains. But, I did like probably one of my favorite parts. Two more little notes. One of which was, that guy almost blew his brains out.
Which guy?
Baron von Knickerbocker.
Oh yeah.
He was about to shoot himself in the fucking head.
Yeah.
And that was like that was in the movie. Like I just feel like that suicide by firearm is not something you see a lot, like Marvel movie or like comic book movies.
Disney movie,
like,
too.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean. That kind of content really galvanized or reinforced my belief that Disney knows not to fuck with this IP.
Yeah, they're pretty good about that. I mean,
yeah.
The only one time I've ever seen them do something where they like whitewashed it, I guess is what the word is, but I don't think that's the right word.
They just bleached it.
Was with this movie called King Arthur with it was like a historically based King Arthur movie with like the Germans, versus Romans kind of thing, and they released the PG-13 version for the movies, but like everybody knew during filming that it was supposed to be like R, and so later they released like an R version, but I was like that was the one time where they like had made a movie into a like more child friendly movie specifically because they were Disney. And that's the only ever time I've heard.
So that was a while ago.
It was a very long time ago.
So this like 21st century Disney seems to know.
Yeah, they know.
IP rules are better.
Shit.
Which they did a great job with Star Wars too, in that sense. Mm-hmm. But I also liked. I really liked how they were building up the terrible, terrible super soldier thing. Like, there's five of these, and they beat the shit out of Bucky. So he's bad, and they're even more bad, and we're fucked if we don't deal with it. And they finally get over there, and this whole thing, oh, no, they're dead, I killed them.
He's like, I can't let these guys go. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you stupid? Like, I'm like, not...
How dumb are you?
That's why I like Zemos, because, like, he wasn't really... He's not really, like... He's got a fucking goal. And, like, after his goal was done, he did what the person, like, a normal... Like, a person would probably do in that situation.
If you're like, what they would do,
like,
is...
I fucking did the thing I needed to do, so I'm done.
Out.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna go join my family or whatever. Yeah.
But that, I loved that build-up, because you're like, oh, there's gonna be a crazy fight, but you're like, nope. Nope, they're dead.
I was glad there wasn't a fight with super soldiers, because, like, it wasn't necessary. Like, no, but I thought that that thing was a whole red herring, and it actually, like, was.
I'm impressed you saw it coming, because I was sitting there like, oh, man, there's going to be a big old fucking super soldier fight, and that's what's going to... And then all of a sudden, they're like, nope, not at all. Fuck them. They're dead. It's like, oh, okay.
It was... I did not see... I mean, after... I didn't see the whole, like, parents thing coming, though. No. Like...
Yeah, I didn't,
like,
either.
What? Whoa. Oh, shit. And because they keep showing that scene over and over again, and I'm like... I was like, they did the best red herring ever. Like... Because they were like, the juice, he's going to get the juice. You're like, oh, man, he's going to get the juice, and he's going to turn himself into a super soldier or something. Or,
yeah, what is
and
that
you're like,
stuff?
No, he's not doing that. He just wants to use the super soldiers. And then you're like, oh, my God, it has nothing to do with these fucking super soldiers. It's just an effort to literally break the Avengers apart from inside. Your goals, oh, God.
So you know you're crazy. And it worked so well. That was the best part. It just came off without a hitch.
Yeah, and I'm, like, wondering if there's any, like... Yeah, I really kind of... trivialize the interaction between Bucky and Cap, Steve, because, like, you see it there, and, like, in the first movie, I guess I just didn't really, like, pay attention to it or something, because, like, it was sad when he died, but it's, like, people die in war.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, I was like, wow, he, like, really wants to, I'm like, I'm not sure why he's, like, he cares about Winter Soldier so much. Like, is he just trying to redeem himself, or, like, prove to himself that he can do something?
I feel like that was something that, because it was in the beginning of Captain America, and it was before he was, before he was Captain America, so you didn't really give a shit about him.
Yeah.
Like, scrawny Steve Rogers, I don't give a fuck. I think that's probably the only thing. And I had to agree with you, like, who the fuck is this Bucky guy? Why do I care about him? Plus, his appearance changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to remember that he was that dude. He was that dude, remember, from that scene where he tussles his hair and makes fun of him for newspapers?
Yeah, and...
You're like, oh, yeah, I guess it was that guy.
That's why I was like, why does he feel like he owes so much to Bucky here? Like, I'm not quite sure I...
I forgot we were recording still, actually.
But yeah, so, yeah, that was our critique of, you know, that film. That was pretty good.
We gotta find some bad stuff to say about it. I
don't really have... That's why I was like, maybe we should only talk about it a little bit, or have, like, a little segment on it, because, like, I don't really have a lot of bad things to say about it. It's a great MCU film, and I'd suggest that you see it just like you see every other one of them that I've enjoyed.
I guess the only thing I would say is that I don't think it makes any sense if you haven't seen the other movies.
Yeah, I guess if you're in that case, at the very least, you have really cool superhero fighting, infighting, which is something that's brand new. Not a lot of movies have a lot of superhero infighting that's that constant, but you're right.
I mean, I guess that's my only complaint.
I feel like that complaint is like easily assuaged by just saying, like, go watch some good movies.
I think to be completely honest, that's true of a lot of movies. Very few movies exist in a vacuum, and you can't exist in a vacuum in cinema. So it's just these happen to be more tightly related to previous movies, as opposed to just having... I mean, think about how many tropes you have to know about, or how many of those sorts of things you have to know about in cinema, just for things to make sense.
Yeah.
In this case, you just have to know much more detail about those things.
This is an interesting point we can probably talk about later, but it's like, it has to do with, like, Gary and Anna were talking about plot holes versus something where... You just know enough to fill it in automatically, so you don't notice it's a plot hole. Like, mm-hmm. assumptions that you put in.
Yeah.
Like, I made a lot of them about BVS, but BVS is actually probably a badly written movie. But because I had a lot of, like, knowledge, I guess, I don't know, about the setting, I was, like, filling in plot holes here and there, and I was like, oh, that's why that happened. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering if, like, how... I want to know someone who hasn't watched all of them. I want to do this again, where we do this thing, this experiment with Laura, where we, like, have someone who hasn't seen the movies just watch this movie and be like, if they thought it was good or not, but on, like, a more, but I don't want to tell them first, right? So, like, they have to go see it, and then we're like, hey, we're gonna grill you about this movie now. So, Kevin. All right.
Well, there we go. That was that, I suppose. This is Kendrick.
Kyle.
And this is Sitsock. And
that's it.
Go watch Civil War.